Hey, what's up? Welcome to Pop Rocks, a podcast where we will discuss the most recent events happening in pop culture and beyond. I'm Richard.
And I'm Madeline. Today we're going to be discussing the alien corpses found in Mexico earlier this week. This is pretty crazy, I'm not going to lie. They were found by a forensic doctor, and he said, quote, "I can affirm these bodies have no relation to human beings." So, Richard, how do you feel about this whole alien? Like, do you believe in aliens?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay, definitely me too. I just feel like over the past couple years, alien discovery has been a lot more prominent. And this is freaky. If you're listening to, or if you're watching like a video of the what they found, the pictures are absolutely terrifying.
But to me, I feel like a fifth grader drew them. That's what it looks like to me.
Oh, yeah, that's totally fair. I think...
like a fifth grader just picked up some mocos.
It looks like Yoda. It literally...
it does.
Doesn't it look like Yoda? It's absolutely freaky. I don't know. It definitely looks like it was, like, drawn on a picture and someone took, like, a 3D printer and, like, printed out what it was supposed to look like.
Yeah. What I don't get is this doctor said, "I can affirm these bodies have no relation to human beings."
Yeah, so...
one was described as a female with eggs in its abdomen.
Yes, so that's what's really creepy is that people are thinking that these aliens can, like, reproduce. But it's also, like, are they... they're just considered beings. Like, no one knows if they're, like, actually aliens. Because I guess aliens are kind of just a broader term. But they found eggs in a female's abdomen, which is quite concerning in my opinion.
But like, I'm not an expert in this or anything, but I'm pretty sure humans have abdomens, right?
Yes.
And these aliens have abdomens?
Yes.
So I feel like this quote is a straight up lie.
So, right. And that's kind of the whole thing is like, are they sure that they're aliens or are they literally like human beings just with a really creepy face? Because that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. I mean, it could just be a bug for all we know.
Oh, can you imagine if it's like an animal of some sort, like that just happened to be like sitting upright? I'm just looking at these pictures and I am scared because it's literally it's a corpse.
I feel like each picture looks different.
Yeah. So,
they just look like tiny people.
Yes. So these little creatures, whatever they're considered, aliens, humans, animals, these beings are being brought to law enforcement and Congress to kind of see where they're going to go about with this discovery.
But what I don't really get is because here's how they described it, so everyone out there can see this. Described as two tiny mummified bodies with elongated heads and three fingers on each hand.
Yes. So obviously humans have, what, five fingers? And the faces are deaf. They look more like an oval shape with a very pointed chin. Definitely not like something you'd see every day, but I mean, it's not completely, it doesn't look super different from a human. It definitely has a bunch of human qualities, like the arms, the legs, the torso. You can see like hip bones, like very, very defined hip bones.
Yeah.
On this alien.
Have you looked up the King Tut head? It looks the same.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like King Tut.
Oh, that's actually a really interesting, comparison. Like, what if this was, like, an ancient... what if this is just, like, an ancient human?
Yes, that lost a couple fingers and boy.
Yes, that's fair. I mean, also, I mean, you always think of, like, birth defects, you know?
Yeah.
I know someone who was born with four fingers. Like, that's just how it is. I know someone who has, like, an extra toe also. So it's just birth defects. You're supposed to be born with five fingers, but... Some people aren't. But that's a very good comparison to what the alien head looks like.
Yeah. But see, this is where I'm curious. Like, did everything back in that time have three fingers? Or are we the ones with buffed effects?
True. Oh, like, yeah. Like, the evolution theory, like Charles Darwin. Yeah. How, like, my favorite one is the giraffe. How the giraffe was supposed to be just like a donkey looking. Like a donkey with, like, giraffe spots.
No, seriously?
Yeah, and then...
that's so weird.
As the... basically, they kept reaching and reaching to grab, like, apples off a tree or, like, food to survive. And then as they grew, their necks got longer. The more they, like, stretched their neck up, that's why giraffes are tall. Or, like, that's, like, the theory. I don't really know if that's 100% true. But I learned that in biology. That is so weird. Yeah. So this could seriously just be a ancient body specimen that doesn't look like an earthly species nowadays. But this was found in Peru. And it was brought back up in this. I know they found it back, I think they said 2017. But they brought it back up today because it's bring. I think it was is brought to Congress today about what they're going to say, if they think it's, they want to continue like an alien discovery, or if they just want to let it be. I guess if they are just like, this is just a stunt and doesn't matter.
I'd say chalk it back up to Egypt and we're good. Problem resolved.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it really could be just an ancient Egyptian person or
King Tut's child.
Could you imagine? That would be a whole different.
That would actually be funny.
That would be a whole different thing. Like, imagine if it's like a royal subject. Like, it's a completely. Yeah, but they did like DNA tests. They compared like the DNA test to a million species, and they're not related to any science or human knowledge.
Except humans, apparently, since they have abdomens.
Well, they're not human-related, though. I mean...
Okay.
So I guess that they are, like, earthly beings. They've been on Earth before, so they're not, like, some aliens from Mars. I mean, because, yeah. You know, you think about it, like, how they're all... Everyone's trying to find life on Mars.
Emotions.
Would you ever move to Mars?
If I had the chance, I would visit Mars.
You'd visit Mars?
That's I would fair. Not live there.
Okay.
I'll keep my feet here on Earth.
Yeah. I always think about that. Can you imagine, though, like, if that's, like, a new, like, vacation destination?
Dude, there's no way. They, like, if that's going to be a thing, then maybe they should just start with making one in space instead of going all the way to Mars.
Yeah, like, I just think, because when I think of, like, vacation destinations, like, I think it's, like, impossible. Like, I feel like, Australia, the idea of Australia is absolutely baffling, that it's so far away from the world, or from us at least, from the world we know. But I do have a friend who lived in Australia, and she said it's not much different. It kind of is the same, that like the seasons are flipped, but other than that, it's pretty normal.
Well, getting to Mars will take you about 7 months.
Yeah.
So how fast are they planning to get you there?
I believe that eventually they have to make like spaceships that are like you know those
hyperspeed.
But, like, you know those United Emirates flights that have, like, the beds and such? Like, when you fly to places like Australia, and they're, like, 24-hour flights. That's what they got to do for spaceships. Make them.
But not people, for 7 months.
Because, well, people go. I don't know a guy, but I know of a person. We learned about it in, like, elementary school. That he lived in space for a whole year.
Yeah, that's nice and all, but, like, 7 months there. Let's say you spend, what, a week there, 7 months back.
I guess it just can't be a vacation. It has to be a, you got to live there. Imagine like if work, like what if, you know how people go on like work trips? What if like, I mean, it has to be like scientists, they have like work trips where they go to like Mars. That's what I'm so terrified of space. I think the whole idea of like light years and all that, I think space is so creepy.
What's funny is we know more about space than we do the ocean. So maybe we should work on the ocean before we go up to space.
It's a good point. I'm also scared of the ocean, not gonna lie. I think that the ocean is a terrifying place, and I'm scared of any sort of sea creature, any way, shape, or form. So, yeah, well, that is this whole idea of these aliens being found. Definitely super scary, definitely super interesting, but I don't know. I don't know if I buy it.
Aliens with air quotes, by the way.
Yes, aliens with our quotes, because... It's not proven, but we'll see. Right, Richard?
Let's hope not.
We'll see if they're really aliens. Well, thanks for listening to the first episode of Pop Rocks with Madeline.
And Richard.
And we will be back to have another episode in the coming weeks.